The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, see if this doesn't rattle your bones. The debt ceiling in America, Harley.
Well, this is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he's the guy who would make sure that this happens. He said there is zero chance that the debt ceiling won't be raised. Mm. About $20 trillion in debt. We're bumping into the ceiling. And they're going to have to pass legislation that says it's okay, we'll go deeper in debt in order to continue paying the bills. Now, millions of people are kind of uncomfortable with this reality that America's government only seems to cost more money every year. I mean, Congress can't.
Get your head around it.
No, you can't.
I mean, 20,000 billion. 20,000 billion. Holy nearly. 20,000 billion.
Projection. We might get to $40 trillion someday. You know, we're already beyond the point where we can really pay it back.
Mind you, the good question is, Harley, who is funding the debt? China?
Well, world China? Money.
China?
Mm. We don't have.
Mm. But I'm saying, who is funding it? So they've actually standing over America and saying, well, you know, you toe the line here or we won't give you the dough. That's the problem when you're in such debt. You're beholden to someone else. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby's having new lawyers. And he went and got himself a really good one this time. He got Michael Jackson's former lawyer, the one who represented Michael Jackson back when he was being accused of child molestation and things like that. He also represented boxer Mike Tyson and actor Robert Blake and Suge Knight. So, you know, Tom Mesereau knows what he's doing. He's certainly one of the top lawyers in this country. And he and Sam Silver, who represented a U.S. congressman in Pennsylvania in a corruption case, are also going to be joining this thing.
All right, Harley, this is right up your alley. The moon move between the Earth and the sun, completely obscuring the sun, happens only every 32 years, and the Americans watched the solar eclipse overnight. Did you? I saw Donald Trump watching it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I was out at the swimming pool today. The lifeguard had one of those fancy glasses, or they're not fancy, they're made out of cardboard mostly, and really dark plastic so that, you know, it wouldn't burn your eye. And I wasn't planning to, but he had it, and he said, you want to look? And so I looked up, and I could see that what we had here in the New York area is a partial eclipse.
Yeah.
There was a band of about 70 miles wide that started in Oregon and ended up in roughly Charleston, South Carolina. And people along that band were in the total eclipse.
That's right.
Area.
2:30 in the afternoon. Donald Trump took off his glasses and looked directly at the sun. There you are.
Yeah, well.
Shouldn't have. All right, Harley.